and I just completely abandoned a 5,000-plus word essay on my thoughts about after the election. I was grinding, it was flowing, but then I realized pretty much everything in this essay is more rehash of older ideas already hashed out over a 3-year span. I am just done doing that. I feel like even though there is a lot to say about what, how, why Democrats lost the way they did and keep losing is just me kicking the dying, soon to be dead, that is progressive woke, into the grave, but a deeper and darker one. So why bother? We all know what, how, why. We saw it. We lived it. We hated it. We voted it out. No reason to elaborate on the specifics. They are still not listening. The losers that double down are on an island all by themselves talking to air, posting to no one on Blue Sky, spewing their view to a very small minority while the majority either stops watching or only watches for the unhinged meltdowns. There just isn't a point. Besides, I have 2 to 4 years to be hypercritical on what the new regime is going to do, and I am sure I will have something to say about it, just like everyone else. I still have plenty of content I can draw from. AI, God, AI is God, God is AI, rock and metal subgenres, more on conceptual horror, is reality even real? Album, film review, breakdowns, fiction, oh my gosh, fiction. Fiction actually pays the bills. I don't need to write about identity politics, both the winning and losing sides. I said it before, it didn't matter who won. Us, the people, will lose. I still have yet to see anything that makes me change that perspective. My cynical nature is still quite sound. I still believe the light at the end of the tunnel is just you waving you to go back. I at least applaud the winning side for trying to fix a sinking pirate ship with popsicle sticks. I felt the breath of fresh air most felt. I heard that loud sigh. A glance over my shoulder to see the hope monkey. Can they succeed? Well, they will try. I tend to agree with them more than the latter. That is why I did what I did with my vote. I still have issues with the winning side of this, but not nearly as much as I do with the losing side. If I have to pick a side, I choose the side that hurts me the least in all respects and buries the other side. However, spite. There is that. These days, modern discourse is less about understanding and more about who can shout the loudest. This is an ego-driven circus, performing for applause while tribalism runs the show. It's all projection, identity politics at its finest. Left, right, center, black, white, yellow, red, blue. It's the same game, just with different colored jerseys. Nobody's clean, no one's blameless, no one is innocent. It's branding, not beliefs. Existentialism whispers in the background, reminding us how meaningless most of it is, especially the outrage. Let's face it, most of this outrage isn't about fixing anything. It's about influence, it's about power, it's about proving you're the good one in a society that couldn't care less and has even less good ones in it. Real progress? Yeah, we'll see about all that. Lately, it's been dead on arrival when people care more about their vibe and how the outside views them than the viability of actual solutions. What they call progress is often just running backward and slapping a fancy label on it called progressivism. Here's the truth no one wants to admit. Outrage is a drug. It's not about justice or change. It's performative, addictive, and pointless. It's screaming into a digital abyss while real problems fester. And curiosity? Forget it. That died the second we all decided comfort in our echo chambers was better than engaging with the uncomfortable. Hope, if you squint hard enough, might still be alive. But let's not kid ourselves, it's mostly used as bait. Hope sells. Hope manipulates. And in the hands of really bad actors, it's just another trick to keep us playing a rigged game. It's like rearranging deck chairs on a sinking ship and calling it innovation. Cancel culture? Yeah, both sides are in on that racket as well. It's not about accountability, it's about control. Say the wrong thing, think the wrong thought, laugh at the inappropriate joke, and you're canceled. Both sides love a good purge. It's tribal behavior, plain and simple. And if you're clinging to facts, good luck. Those are as rare as curiosity. Today's facts are facts, get this, till they're not. We live in a society where people actually believe thinking something is real by default without actually validating its authenticity or not, be it a thing or even a concept. How many times have you heard this nowadays? We're together till we're not. It's fun till it's not. It's worth it till it's not. It's a thing till it's not. Our attention fixated on it, either way, has zero consequence to it being real or not, by default. What we're left with are facts that are twisted into unrecognizable shapes to fit narratives that only reinforce the self-delusional tribe. Truth doesn't matter. Just the tribe. The game is rigged to keep you fighting while nothing changes. Just for the tribe. Schools are now battlegrounds for ideological supremacy, with progress being shoved down throats like it's the gospel. For the tribe. Except it's not progress. It's indoctrination in a shiny package. The elites are clueless, disconnected from the lives of the people they claim to lead. Credentials don't equal wisdom, and guess what? People noticed. They noticed so much they came out in droves. They're saying, no, thanks, go fuck yourself. The woke movement? It's good at making noise, elevating minority issues to mainstream status like everyone's on board when most weren't and aren't. Coercion isn't progress, it's manipulation. And the worst part? It's all underpinned by the same human flaws. Greed, hatred, power lust, codependency, narcissistic sociopathy. These aren't ideological problems. They're human problems, and they're not going away. The 76,728,186 people who voted for Trump weren't just casting ballots. They were saying, this system is broken. It's not about left or right. It's about a system that's failing everyone. Both sides have bad ideas repackaged, and everyone pretends it's gourmet sweet cakes when it's just dressed up poop. So here we are, stuck in a cycle of outrage, tribalism, and stagnation. We've traded curiosity for conformity, dialogue for memes, relationships from an app, and progress for branding. It's a sinking ship, and the captain's arguing over what color the lifeboats should be, brown, blue, or pink. But hey, at least the memes are funny, right? The TikToks of liberals melting the fuck down in their cars are entertaining, but also it is very sad people are actually like this, even if they are living it up for the camera. Stop pretending your vote is some part of a magic fix for this. It won't. Stop wasting your energy trying to save the world from itself. The world doesn't care. They are too busy checking their likes and hearts on the media that isn't so social. Find what matters to you. Family, love, laughter. And hold on to it like it's the last shred of sanity in an insane reality. The rest? Noise. Don't be noise. Life's too short to argue with clowns. Let the circus burn while you enjoy what's real. Because in the end, we're all compost. Make your moments count before you're part of the pile. When we are part of the pile, it won't matter what god you believe, color your skin was, whether or not you took it up the ass or like vagina. It really doesn't matter. I know how inconvenient for the minority, who we all now can point, snicker, and laugh at, like we all wanted to from the beginning. It is no longer weird to not go along with the progressive plan. That is the old normal, and how great it tastes that the limbs have been cut off. However, the head is still attached. The new normal should be giving value to learning. Real learning. In January 21, 1980, Isaac Asimov wrote for his Newsweek column, A Cult of Ignorance / My Turn. Source in the URL. There is a cult of ignorance in the United States, and there always has been. Anti-intellectualism has been a constant thread winding its way through our political and cultural life, nurtured by the false notion that democracy means that my ignorance is just as good as your knowledge. We have a new buzzword, too, for anyone who admires competence, knowledge, learning, and skill, and who wishes to spread it around. People like that are called elitists. That's the funniest buzzword ever invented because people who are not members of the intellectual elite don't know what an elitist is or how to pronounce the word. As soon as someone says elitist, it becomes clear that he or she is a closet elitist who is feeling guilty about having gone to school. I believe that every human being with a physically normal brain can learn a great deal and can be surprisingly intellectual. I believe that what we badly need is social approval of learning and social rewards for learning. We can all be members of the intellectual elite, and then, and only then, will a phrase like America's right to know, and indeed, any true concept of democracy, have any meaning. Isaac Asimov once slammed society's growing love affair with ignorance, warning that too many folks mistake democracy for, "My dumb opinion is just as good as your informed one." He mocked the distrust of experts, like saying, "Who needs a pilot? I've seen Top Gun twice." Asimov stressed education was the only antidote to this nonsense, but feared we'd rather binge gossip than learn facts. His cynicism oozed. In a world run by science, we can't afford to act like cavemen with Wi-Fi. Basically, he thought stupidity wasn't just annoying. It was a civilization-ending event waiting to happen. If he only knew. Yeah, I got bad news for you. They don't have a monopoly on stupid. You wear Queers for Palestine, t-shirts, and masks 2 years after the pandemic ended. And you can't define woman. I mean, person who menstruates. You're the teachers' union education party, and you've turned schools and colleges into a joke. You just lost a crazy contest to an actual crazy person. Bill Maher, YouTube posting November 15, 2024. The world's a dumpster fire of tribal outrage, created by the very ignorance that claims it fights against, and TikTok meltdowns. But hey, maybe while the world burns, you'll find a nice spot on the beach to eat that apple and just say, fuck. Stay curious, stay human. Hope might just survive the dive. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Inconvenience. By David Angelo Minio. November 25, 2024. 1,852 words.